Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, good morning. Glad to be here with y'all this fine, beautiful morning the Lord has blessed us with. I hope everybody's tuned in and happy this morning. Glad to be here again with my wife, Carol, and my son, Ethan. Amen. I appreciate all those folks in the Florida State Prison that tunes in to us, and those in Alabama and Tallahassee and all around. I really appreciate that. Amen. So we're going to get right on into the scripture this morning, and Ethan's going to read us some scripture. Oh, yeah. He just reminded me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for everything. God, I just ask that you just have your will and your way here this morning. God, just to bless all those that's out there listening, God, and that they not just be hearers, but God, that we be doers of your word, God, that you would just help us to grow in grace and knowledge and wisdom, God. Help those that are without in the situations that are around all the world, especially those in Afghanistan and around even just right here in our country and the things that we face in this COVID crisis, I reckon I could say, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you would just help heal and help the ones that are in charge, God. I just pray for them, God, that you would just help them and make the right choices and decisions of what we should do, God. And, Lord, I give you the praise, honor, and glory for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading in James chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 10. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lusts, and that war in your members ye lust and have not? Ye kill and desire to have, any cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulterers, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Ye be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
Amen, amen. I tell you, we're there more than I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Amen. You know, we've had wars, and we've had them all my life and for centuries and all that. Wars with one another and here and there and all around the world. But so much fighting. There's so much more fighting just within, you know, like the United States and all that, even when in our government, but, you know, even our families, it seems like, a lot of families today have a lot more, fighting and carrying on and them over really stupid stuff. Just really not important.
Everybody's so easily offended.
Yeah. Everybody's so easily offended, but, you know, and talks about the pride and the lust and all those things. And I think about money. The Bible said that the love of money is the root of all evil. Right. And seeing how it's broken up families, just a dollar bill, you know, is, I mean, not $1, but I'm just saying, dollars, have broken up families, right. And you know, but he also talking about, you know, pride and things like that. God resists the proud and gives grace unto the humble. But you know, I didn't still yet come up in an era that people would love one another and neighbors were neighbors, you know. And now neighbors, it's like you don't know your neighbors. I mean, we kind of know our neighbors, but a lot of folks don't know their neighbors. They don't know who lives next door, or they know of them, but they don't know them, or somebody lives down the street, or anything like that. It's not like how they used to welcome one another to the neighborhood and all. It's like, I think I've seen you somewhere. Do you live in my neighborhood?
Right.
You know, it's kind of like the same thing when it's like, you know, I've seen you somewhere before. You know, where are you thinking? They start going through where they work, this, that, and the other, and they said when they go to church, oh, I go to church there. And like, oh,
I
yeah.
I was about to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I go to church. Yeah, we've been going there for 5 years. Yeah, right. You just now recognize one another. But, you know, the pride, though, we have a dog-eat-dog world, and everybody wants to have, you know, better than somebody else and all that. But, the Lord is telling us right here in the Scripture about to humble ourselves, to really humble ourselves, to do away with the lust and the things of this world, especially, the Bible talks about the friendship of the world. If you're friends with God, I mean, friends with the world, you're enemies with God. You know, to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, which he will exalt us in due time if we'll do that. But he said, draw nigh unto God, you know, resist the devil, submit yourselves unto God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you, and draw nigh unto God, and he'll draw nigh unto you. If not, we're just in that, it just seems like the old hamster wheel, you know, going around and around and around. It's there again. I know I mentioned a lot, but the world out there is looking, and they're waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. And you know, they've had a belly full of people that call themselves Christians. Amen. And they call themselves Christians, but they act like the world. They can seem so good in church, but find them in traffic or somewhere else, and it's not so good, you know.
Well, the Bible talks about having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And it's kind of, you know, it's accepted to be a Christian, or to call yourself a Christian, I should say that. It's accepted to call yourself a Christian, whatever the mainstream Christian, the term Christian entails. But a real Bible-believing, sold-out, soul-winning Christian,
blood bought,
yeah, that is reaching for souls and standing for truth, speaking the truth in love, is not very popular. Because even though you do your best to speak the truth in love, it's not always accepted. You know, you're perceived as being judgmental, or what have you. But what I was getting at is, God didn't change. And, you know, we talk a lot about those times where, you hear about people that would pray and, you know, people were healed, or
right.
Or circumstances changed immediately. You know, when someone right. laid hands on someone, not only were the sick healed, but other circumstances changed as well. You know, there was a manifestation of an intervention of God.
Amen.
Because God heard their prayer. And God heard their prayer not because he's a respecter of persons, but because they were in touch with God.
Amen.
And that's where I'm getting at. I think that in our society today, it's okay to be a Christian, but are we... I mean, we're obviously not committed Christians like those people were, because if we were, then we would be seeing those signs.
Yeah, they'll follow
them that believe.
That's right.
We would, though, that scripture hasn't changed. The Lord hasn't changed.
Nope.
You know, and I know that we do see those, but what I'm saying is they're not as common as they should be. when we pray for somebody, you know, everybody will pray for me, you know, I need prayer, or, you know, will you pray for me for this or whatever, or I'll pray for you, whatever. But do we expect an answer? And do we expect an answer immediately? Do we say, pray for me, blah, 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 and then we go take medication for it? I mean, not that I'm against medicine. I'm just saying, you know, where are we? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where are we? What do we expect? Do we expect the Lord to move? Do we have a relationship where we can just pick up the phone like we're calling a friend, you know, and say, hey, I know it's 2 o'clock in the morning, but I'm stuck in the ditch. Come get me out. You only call good friends for that, you know? You know what I'm saying? You don't call somebody that you know, just met, or somebody that you hadn't talked to in 10 years to do that.
Right.
So where are we?
Well, I know exactly what you're saying. And also, you know, I think about this when she was speaking about this. I mean, just our family, just think about it today. I mean, families don't spend the time together. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about, you know, not only, you know, family, but your immediate family. I mean,
right.
You
not
just think about
family.
How the devil's using this. You know,
sure.
He's using it to tear families apart. They don't spend the time together, you know, like they used to, you know. Matter of fact, I know some people that, you know, the parents of, you know, five children, or I think five or six children, whatever it is, how that, you know, they don't really spend quality time with their children because it's too much about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's not... Look, Jesus left glory. He left heaven. Amen. He took off a robe to, you know, come down here to be born of a, you know, a baby, to be born
right.
a baby and to, you know, be born
to
in
suffer.
A, and yes, but to be, you know, born in a cave or barn like type, you know, deal.
Right.
In a, you know, a feed trough. Buried with grave clothes. I mean,
right.
wrapped in grave clothes because
right.
they didn't have a room. Look, this is where we're at. I mean, but I've never seen it as rapid, you know, as I have now. It's just, like I said, even the immediate family don't spend time together, you know, like they used to, or are doing things together as much. I understand some think that they're great because, you know, that the moms are soccer moms and they go, but what about the real quality time, you know, that you would spend together with one another and know one another? You know, a lot of youngins are getting babysitted by the television or whatever comes by. And then they're wondering why, we have such trouble in the world, and that youngins don't know how to work when they get on older because they're not being taught. They're not spending that time that they should because the pride and the lust and the things of the world. Because, you know, now the parents, you know, the computers, I remember before computers, but when we got computers, they were going to save us all this time. Well,
yeah.
for first of all, you know, when business started getting computers, it took way longer to buy something simple than, you know, we used to go to lumber store and they had, you know, ride it out and they had pushed the pin in there and pull out and it'd be three copies, one for you in the lumber yard and one for their accountant and one goes in their thing. And they had it all worked out. And I mean, they just ride it up quick and that was it. You know, people knew price and stuff. People actually used their memory back then.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
But anyway, you know, we got over to computers supposed to save us time. And then next thing you know, we come out with chat rooms and divorces and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
that
that's
caused.
Like
and
Snapchat used to be when you sat on your front porch with your grandmother snapping beans.
Yeah.
You know, and grandmothers
exactly.
imparted a lot of wisdom
yes,
and teaching
amen.
During those times.
Amen.
And, you know, I mean, you weren't just snapping beans, just like granddads. You know, when you were working with your granddad or fishing with your granddad, that's not really what you were doing. You were learning life skills
yes.
and morals and lots of teaching and wisdom that is gone now.
That's
because
right.
Because those times... You know, now Snapchat is, you know, Snapchat.
I don't know because I don't Snapchat.
Well, but most people know, and it's not a good thing.
Well, regardless, what I'm saying is people are so much within themselves, which is pride.
Right. It is.
You know, I've got to have this. I got to, you know, got to be better than this and got to have that one dressed better. Got to, you know, have the better automobile. Got to, you know, put on this facade. There's some people that I'm sure are just covered with payments of everything in the world just to try to, you know, to keep up with somebody else, you know. And it's kind of the old saying is trying to keep up with the Joneses and not realizing that they're losing all the time. And, you know, the material things of this world, that all that's going to fade away. You know, the Bible said, set our affections on things above, where Jesus said at the right hand. You know, we need to set everything, our affections up there. And I tell you what, when we're doing something, we need to submit ourselves unto God. And we need to talk to God. Yes. We need to pray about things. We need to ask God. You know, it's just like my wife was had an appointment and a decision to make, this, that, and the other. And just like she told the people, it was like, you know, I don't want it. If God don't want it, right. I don't want it. You know, we pray. I don't want to be out of God's will at all. No. I want to be in His protection, His love, His mercy at all times. So regardless, whatever happens to me, God knows and I'm in the right place, regardless of what happens to me. And I know that He can pull me out.
Well, I want to share something. I know that the listeners will probably just not know what to think about this. But, you know, Brittany, she was here with us not too long ago. We'll be 30 in September, and she was raised without a television. So all of her growing up, well, when she was five, so from the time she was 5 years old, she didn't have a television in the house. And I know, you know, how did she live? She didn't have a television, and we didn't have internet at home. And this was before smartphones. So she was raised in a home with no television and no internet. And so what that means is that she played, and she played, you know, imaginative play. She played dress up. She read. She is an avid reader. She, even now, and she's almost 30, she reads, I forget how many, I don't know, maybe probably 3 novels a week. She has a rotation at the library. They know her by name. But anyway, I said all that. I'm not trying to pin roses on her, but what I'm saying is this. So in our house, it was quiet, and, you know, she was always playing. So she is an insurance agent. She works on the computer all day long. She isn't backwards or Amish or, you know, whatever. Not that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying she knows how
she's
to use email.
Not Amish.
She, you know, she's very intelligent. She, you know, like I said, she works on her computer all day long, 40 hours a week. But just recently, again, for the probably third or fourth time, she deactivated her Facebook because she said, it isn't worth the negativity in my life. I just don't want to, you know. When all the stuff about Afghanistan, people started posting that stuff, she's like, I don't want to see that. And it's a good thing that she can say, hey, I don't need this, and separate it. Now, they don't have a television, and just separate it. So they live their lives. They're both successful people, you know. They don't have to have that. That they have phones. They can access. I mean, I don't want you to think they're backwards people. They're not. But there has to be a place where you can separate yourself and say, you know what? And I told her, why do you don't need that. You can live all day long. You always have. You live at peace. God is the same. We have so much stuff coming in. Cut it off.
Well, you know,
those
are tools of the devil. I'm not saying that.
They are, you know, absolutely.
I'm
you
not
can
saying
use them
anybody.
For good,
yeah, I
but
know
it can
that.
Be too much.
But yes, it can be. And you know, you got the facade and everything that, that people tries to build up on there, and how much time it actually takes from somebody.
Yes.
Now, you know, me, I'm not the book reader. I'm not going to do three novels a week. I'm not going to novels a year. You know, if I read, I'm going to read the Bible. And, and you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, I like gaining knowledge, and if it's something I'm working on doing or whatever, I like to do that. So, a lot of times I cheat and do the Cliff Notes, you know what I mean, YouTube. But anyway, but I love learning, and we have, you know, of course, things to do all the time. But how much more does the social media and everything take you away from? I mean, if people spent half the time, 50% of the time that they spend on a telephone or social media or whatever, if they spent, no, let me just take that back. If they spent 25% of the time, no, let's just take that a little bit further. If one tenth of the time that they spend on social media, on a phone and all that.
You mean tithing their time?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
If they
that's
did,
a good concept,
if they
isn't
would
it?
Do that tenth of the time mm-hmm. that they are on all that other, what kind of relationship could they have with God?
And,
you know,
exactly.
And you know, when you start going through and, oh, my youngin' is doing this, or they're having homosexual tendencies and blah, blah, blah. You know what? You can go to a counselor, and his name is Jesus. Amen. And if you're in contact with him, you know what? He'll let you know about things even before time.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
He can heal your land if we'll seek his face. He can heal your land. It's amazing what God can do, because he's not only a counselor, a physician, he's a brother. He's one that looks out for you. He's God. I mean, but is he, even though that he's God and he's the God of the universe and he's the one that created the earth and the heavens and the waters and everything else, everything in the world, that he is God, but is he your God? Is he God to you?
Right.
Not that he created everything, but that he's everything to you. Amen. You know, we need to, you know, just do away with all the things that would come against him, or, you know, anything that would, you're trying to lift up yourself or be better or whatever. But if we'll humble ourselves before the hand of God, let me tell you something, he'll exalt us, and it'll be in a good way, and it'll be in a right way.
Well, I would just challenge people to do this. If you don't, I know, you know, people will, I don't think that's necessary, and I don't think that's bad, and I don't think that's prideful. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to, but let me just challenge you to do this. How about fasting your social media for 1 week?
Yeah.
Just try it. Fast your social media, all of it. All of it now.
Yeah.
All of your social media for 1 week. And just see how much time you have. Or I tell you what, why don't you go on the settings and find out how much time you spend on your social media? I think you will be shocked, because it's calculated
mm-hmm.
how much time you're on. And fast that time and give it to the Lord. And just see what a difference it will make in your mood, in your anxiety level. You know, in your family time, how about give that time to your children, or give that time to your spouse? Or if you're single, give that time to the Lord, or spend that time on yourself, you know, on your self-improvement, you know, with the, you know,
reflect on yourself. That's right.
And because that has become a tool of destruction, and it seems to be a good thing, and it can be. But anything to excess, the Bible says, is not good. Anything.
Right. Well, I think about this, especially here this past week. I'll try to catch up on some of the news or something during mm-hmm. lunch. You know, I'll get some of that. But Twitter or Facebook's doing and trying to, take out permanently anybody that's, contrary really to their belief, or they call it false, the false stuff about the, COVID, one thing, this, that,
and
whatever. They're permanently deleting people. Yeah. And all this, and this is what, we just had a big deal about not long ago, and and now they're doing it. So that means they've got a narrative, and a mindset, and then people's reading that all the time, and this is what they're getting. So you have to be careful about all this that's soaking in, that somebody is, that they're moving and trying to get it. And if that's all that you're on, you're only getting this one perspective and not really knowing truth. So I think about, when the Lord asked Satan, when the sons of God came before the Lord, Satan come also. Mm-hmm. That's what the Bible said. And he says, more or less what you've been doing. He said, he'd been to and fro. He'd been going back and forth on earth. And now I think if you ask Satan, what you been doing? He probably said, I've been on Twitter and Facebook.
I've been looking at everybody's Facebook. Yeah. Lord help us.
I've been making some comments on there.
Yeah.
But we just really need to get down to truth for ourselves, to humble ourselves, because some people, they are so proud that they don't want to admit anything. They don't want to admit wrong. They don't want to admit defeat. Yeah. They don't want to admit a weakness or anything else like that. Of course, we can, when you're posting it yourself, you can paint your picture any way you want to paint your picture. But is it reality? Does your children read your Facebook or whatever you put it on, or however it is?
Are you being honest?
Yeah.
Or are you a liar?
Yeah. I mean, you can put it on there, and then, it's like your children reading. I'm like, who are they talking about? Because this is not our life. But but it's, and I'm not just trying to get all on social media and this, that, and the other. But this is, we got on it, so we'll just get this part while we're here. But it's just like the young man some years ago there that he had killed the girl next door and had her under the bed or whatever. And it was because he said that he had, had been watching wrestling and this and that. Now, how much wrestling would you have to watch? And how much a long time and things, and probably there's no telling what other things that he watched or Jason or whatever the things are nowadays for him to know how and him to do it. And that's premeditated. The girl just didn't come over and ask, what I'm saying?
It all goes back to the scripture that says, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report, think on these things.
Right.
Think on these things. And we're responsible for what we set before our eyes.
Amen.
We're responsible.
And
the Bible says
that. And our children, that's right. And our children.
Yeah.
And the one thing about seeing things, it's like it burns an image on your mind. Yeah. You might can read something and might forget it.
Right.
But when you see something, it burns an image on your mind. So we have to be careful what we take in.
That's right.
I mean, we need to be careful what we take in any way, but the ingestion of what you see, you see that out there, and it burns that image.
That's
we've run out of time this today, but I am glad that we got back in here. We had a situation last week, or they had in a radio station where we couldn't be here live, but I'm glad we're back. We'll see you again next Sunday, Lord be willing. May God bless you. This is Brother Tommy.